Thank you and good afternoon. A man who attempted to rob a business in Eureka with a BB gun this morning has been booked into county jail. The Eureka Police Department received two calls within 10 minutes, the first regarding 45-year-old Eureka man Shannon Stone, who was causing a disturbance in the 1300 block of 7th Street with a black handgun. The second call reported that Stone attempted to rob a liquor store with the same handgun demanding money, but quickly fled the store after the clerk refused Stone's demands. Eureka police officers responded to 7th Street and located Stone in the immediate area, and it turned out the gun Stone possessed was actually a BB gun. Stone was arrested and booked for attempted robbery, use of a replica firearm to cause fear, and probation violation. Wednesday night, deputies were called to the Manila Community Center and met a 22-year-old male victim, who told deputies that he was delivering pizza to the community center when he met two suspicious adult men. After luring the victim, claiming that they did in fact order pizza, one of the men produced a machete around 20 inches in length and took the victim's wallet, cell phone, and the keys to his vehicle. The men ordered the victim to lie on the ground and threatened to kill him if he moved. Shortly after, he was ordered to run far away from the scene, and the vehicle was driven out of the area. Shortly after, the California Highway Patrol reported a vehicle accident that involved the victim's vehicle, but the two suspects were nowhere to be found. Both men remain at large, and one of them has been identified as 29-year-old Charles Kesserling, and the second man could not be identified. Wednesday morning, a sheriff's deputy was conducting a routine patrol on Cannibal Island Road in Lolita when he spotted a red minivan driven by 24-year-old Robert Ellis. Ellis was on probation with a search and seizure clause and was driving on a suspended license, which prompted a traffic stop. The deputy smelled the strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle, and Ellis was detained, along with a passenger, 33-year-old Jeremiah Fletcher, who additionally had an arrest warrant out in his name. A search of the vehicle turned up 2 pounds of marijuana, 2 hypodermic needles, methamphetamine, and scales. The deputies also located 4 bags of methamphetamine on Fletcher's person. Both men were booked into county jail on numerous charges. Humboldt State University announced today that it has been named as a GPU Education Center by NVIDIA. For those unfamiliar with NVIDIA, NVIDIA is considered the world leader in visual aesthetics for computers, providing top-of-the-line graphics cards. NVIDIA has now recognized Humboldt State University for its constantly growing computer science program. Computer science professor Scott Burgess said that the benefits of the GPU Education Center program will enhance the education of computer science and will reach every student. Now as a GPU Education Center, Humboldt State will now have access to NVIDIA's hardware, programming experts, and their resources to help further advance the computer science curriculum. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier this afternoon, a Hoopa man turned himself in to sheriff's deputies along with his attorney after allegations of sexual assault and child molestation. William Jarnigan was arrested and taken to county jail on 3 felony sexual assault allegations against a minor and 3 misdemeanor allegations of molestation, allegations that were made on Wednesday. Jarnigan's bail was set at $375,000. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler shared with his colleagues a set of proposals to restructure and to modernize the FCC's Lifeline program, according to a press release that was issued today. The changes are aimed to efficiently and effectively help low-income consumers afford access to service, as connectivity and broadband continues to become increasingly important in the 21st century. The proposals are expected to be on the agenda for the FCC during their public meeting in June. The Six Rivers National Forest Supervisor Merv George announced today that Dan Dill has been selected as the new district ranger for the Mad River Ranger District. George said in a statement that Dill brings not only a wealth of forest and wildlife knowledge, he brings a local perspective as well. Dill, a Humboldt County native, will begin his first day on the job on June 1st, and he will replace Christine Hill, who transferred out of the area. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.